PET CT is inappropriate for characterization of mass lesion. There is no evidence that the addition of PET to endoscopy and biopsy improves diagnostic ability. PET CT is inappropriate for guiding biopsy. There are very limited data available to date. Normal gastric mucosa shows some level of physiological FDG uptake. PET CT is appropriate for staging. PET has a significantly higher accuracy in preoperative staging than CT alone, but still to be used as adjunct to CT. PET CT is recommended to be performed before surgery to assess resectability if no evidence of M1 disease on CT. A case of gastric cancer presented for staging. MEEP PET image shows the primary tumor with abdominal and left cervical lymph nodes. Axial fused PET CT clearly demonstrates the supraclavicular lymph node metastases, which was hardly seen by axial CT images. Management plan of this patient was changed when metastases was confirmed in the left supraclavicular lymph node. PET CT is potentially appropriate for response evaluation. PET helped to identify response to neoadjuvant therapy. There are, however, no sufficient data to determine the impact of PET on clinical outcome. PET CT is inappropriate for restaging. There are no data indicating a role for PET after the completion of definitive therapy in the recurrent setting once confirmed. PET CT is potentially appropriate for detection of suspected reoccurrence. PET is useful to detect suspected reoccurrence, as it provides a more accurate picture in the setting of distorted anatomy, post-surgery, and radiotherapy. A case of recurrent gastric cancer appears as a regular hypermetabolic lesion in the lesser curvature, associated with hypermetabolic regional lymph node in the gastrohepatis, only detected by PET. PET CT is possibly appropriate for routine follow-up. There are limited data indicating a role for PET. PET is inappropriate for radiotherapy planning. There are no data indicating a role for PET. Palliative radiotherapy is targeted at the CT-defined mass. Curative postoperative radiotherapy, usually with chemotherapy, is targeted at the surgical bed. Gastroenteropancreatic tumors, amucinous adenocarcinomas, are usually not FDG-avid, and PET may be inappropriate in this particular subgroup.